What's up, Zach?
Hey Jake, how you doing?
I am, undeniably.
Baruch Hashem. I was very confused to who you were because it didn't say Jake Stern when you got on.
Right. So I had a whatever. There's a thing that I run with a girl, and she has a CUNY. Not a CUNY, Zoom Plus account, and I don't. So I need to use her account to like run the thing and do the recordings because it's all on her account. So my phone's actually still on her account.
I see.
So there have been many more awkward times than or short to share with just one other person, which I logged on, and there's randomly a girl's name and a share with like 200, 300 guys. Yeah. Good stuff.
Stick. Hey, Ben.
Going on.
How much? How are you?
I saw you at Mincha the other day in the garage.
It's like across the street from you. Very good.
There's no in person today.
Not till Monday.
You know, we could, if you, I mean, I don't know when I'm gonna get in, but if people are in and tested into the building, we could illegally have Sheeran Derby's office. Or we could illegally have Sheeran in the class, but like nothing's stopping us. Mr. Fink, are you currently in a YU building?
Now he turns his camera off.
Very suspicious.
There's a virtual background.
That's my lead with so sometimes I see people like in very clearly public spaces without masks on it, like Sheeran, and I'm like, I'll take it a lead when close to that's a virtual background and you're really alone in your room. Oh, Revy's connecting to audio. What's this?
Okay, Chevra, it is wonderful to see your names on the screen. If I could see your faces, that would be even preferred. First of all, I want to welcome everybody back to the continuation of the Zman. I'm excited to be here and
Can I raise
to,
an objection?
yes.
I just haven't objected to anything in cheer in like 2 weeks, so I felt I had to object to something. I haven't decided what yet.
I have not yet said anything to object to, nor do I ever say anything that's objectionable, as you are well aware. So, ani mamash lo mevin, what exactly you are pointing out, but the point is taken. Okay, Chava, it's great to be back to the beginning of this month to continue learning Torah with you. My plan is that we're going to have to. I spoke to Ellie this morning. We have to move quicker in the Malachos. It's just like once it's after Pesach, so basically in yeshivas they call this Kayitzman, and YU it's shorter than other places. We want to learn as much as we can, as well as we can in the amount of time that we have available. So let's get to work. I'd like to Billy Nether, try to make a few ha'aros today on the Malacha of Borer and perhaps complete some of the practical dinims that we can move on to Tochein. If you remember, the din of Borer, the fundamental din is Ayil, right? Ayil means in order for it to be mutter, the Mishnah points on the Hakdamah Shinyan test, it has to be that you're taking Eichel, Aleph, you're doing it Yad, right? You're doing it with a hand as opposed to a kli. And you're doing it la'alter. And you're doing it for immediate use as opposed to la'achar zman. We already spent time on the dinim of la'alter. The dinim of la'alter basically involve a machlekes, two opinions in the Mordechai, as to whether the heter of la'alter is only when it's mamish in your mouth, right? Or do I assume that the heter is broader, that, or is the heter only miyad l'per, the heter is broader? That's what we pointed out. We also noted in our youth that there is a machlokes between the Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rabbeinu Chananel about what is considered la'alter. Whereas, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, it's only called la'alter if your mamish sitting at the meal. Rabbeinu Chananel has this on the Gilyon of our Gemara on Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's only la'alter if your mamish sitting at the meal, but according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, as long as I'm being bayer for the next meal, it's going to be okay. Meaning to say, as soon as I finish Seudas Shabbos in the morning, I can be bayer for Shalosh Shudas, however long apart that is going to be. So that's the Hagadara of La'alter. We also spend some time on the Hagadara of Eichel. Meaning to say that we noted that there's a fundamental machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether the psoiles by Borer is subjective. Do I assume that any ochel I don't want is considered psoiles? Whatever I don't want is by definition psoiles. Or do I hold like Rashi that there is some objective definition of psoiles? That according to Rashi, in order to be psoilus, it has to be the hayu lefanav mine oichlem. That was the lashon haGemara, but machlokes in the girsa of the Gemara. Mitosis has hayu lefanav shnei mine oichlem. Rashi has hayu lefanav mine oichlem. According to Rashi, the din of borer is only when there is bona fide psoilus, and we pointed out based on this that we can explain the sugya of the misanenes shochardol kuf lamed tesam beis kuf mem, that according to Rashi, since the chelmon of the beitza is also considered an eichel, consequently there cannot really be borer. That is the issue of eichel and psoilus, the way we defined it until now. There is, however, another issue that is worth focusing on when it comes to the Hagdara of Ochel and Psoiles, which is until now we've been talking about food items, and I'm Boirer Psoiles from Ochel in terms of, according to Rashi, real Psoiles, stones, etc., from food. And according to Tysis, anything I don't want is considered, or any food, I have to be careful. But according to Tysis on Ayin Dalet, his Lashon is Oichel mitoch ochel borer is shayech, that the food I don't want to eat is called psoilus. That's the way Tosfos says it on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. What, however, is the halacha about if I am borer non-food items? If I am borer items which are not edible, ki huzeh? For example, most of us don't eat cutlery. Is that correct? Most of us don't eat our sfarim, right? Maybe Jake is a notable exception. He mamish loves Torah so much, he makes a birchas hanenin on the Torah. I should point out that the Lavush, by the way, it's a good tikkun Torah for Shavuos, the Lavush holds that birchas haTorah that we recite is considered a birchas hanehenin. It's not a birchas hamitzvah, nor is a birchas shevach l'hoda'a. It's because Torah is geshmak. There are certain people, I don't know if Jake falls in this category, but if anyone falls in this category, it's Jake, that Torah is so geshmak that you make a birchas hanehenin. But even if Torah is so geshmak, you make a birchas hanehenin, that doesn't mean you have to eat your gemara, right? The pashtus is that a gemara and cutlery is a non-food item. Is there borer on non-food items? So this issue is pretty clear, but not clear in our Gemara. It's clear on a Gemara on Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara Ayin Dalet Amid Beis talks about a person who makes a chalta. A chalta is, Rashi says, a kaveres shokanim. You make basically a basket out of reeds.
So you could be chayiv 11 chatois. You chayiv 11 chatois. Why you chayiv 11 chatois? Zot Rashi, because when you birer the yafois, when you are separating the good reads from the bad reads, you're going to be chayiv for boirer. There's a melacha boirer involved in making a basket. Kach katuv b'Rashi. Now, baskets are not food items. Afilu hachi, we see that there is a melacha of borer on non-food items. This is a davar pashut that is mentioned in all the achrayim. I should, or again, it's mavur in the Gemara. There's like almost nothing to talk about. When I say almost nothing to talk about, there is a notable exception in Rav Rimon's Sefer towards the beginning of the Malacha of Borer. Rav Rimon has a comment that he quotes from Meir Don Plotsky. Meir Don Plotsky wrote the Klei Chemda La Taira. He was a very creative genius. And he says that based on what we saw in the Tshuva of Reb Kiva Eger and Simin Chuf, that Reb Kiva Eger, if you remember when he was in Kahal Lisa, he saw that they poured some water out of the window. And he was worried, maybe according to Yerushalmi, that's called by the Ramah, the end of Shin Yates, that you violate the Malacha of Zorah when you separate things, when you spread things out. So maybe this guy violated the Malacha of Zoyra. Right? So that was what Reb Kiva Eger was nervous about. And Reb Kiva Eger answered that it seems to him that there's no Malacha of Zoyra in that case because, Zot Reb Kiva Eger, Zoyra is only by Gedulei Karka. If it's not Gedulei Karka, there is no Zoyra at all. Comes along Reb Meir Don Plotsky, and he says, one second, if there is no borer, if it's not gidulei, Again, Reb Kiva Eger says that there's no zore in that case, of the guy poured the water out of the window in Lisa, because zore is only by gidulei karka. Comes along Reb Meir Don Plotsky, and he suggests, well, if that's the case, that you need gidulei karka to violate the malacha of zoreh, l'cha ora hu hadin the malacha of borer. Because the Gemara told us, hainu zoreh, hainu borer, hainu merakev, it's all the same thing. And if zoreh requires gidulei karka, borer also requires gidulei karka. If that's the case, so then not every food item, non-food item is going to be gedulei karka. Not every food item is gedulei karka. L'cha'ira, right? There's no borer on fish because fish are not gedulei karka, no? By any definition of gedulei karka that we had in the Tesis on Ayin Gimel, the base Masra Mefarik, any definition of gedulei karka, fish are not gedulei karka. L'chayim according to Meir Don Plotsky, there's no borer on fish. There would be no borer on cutlery. There's no borer on svarim. Because these items, the cutlery, the svarim, are not gedulei karka. Now, obviously, Meir Don Plotsky's shita, yeah?
This is, okay, like a month ago, I wanted to not be machmir for the Yerushalmi, and I was crazy. Then I wanted to be machmir for the Yerushalmi, like the Ramah, and then I was crazy too. But now you have a worse problem because it's Mimanov Shach.
Nachon.
If you hold like the Yerushalmi, If Rabbi Akiva Eger said there's no Zorah on non Gedulei Karka because it's Yerushalmi Shasso that I think Zorah is a separate Malacha.
So
you can't then say that the Bavli must say they're the same.
Jake, the amazing thing is that you're just Mechavet to my next sentence. Meaning to say, right? The whole Yisoda of Reb Kiva Eger is miyusad, mivusas on the Yerushalmi, that Zorah and Borer are different, right? According to the Bavli, Zorah and Borer are the same. If that's the case, l'cha'ira, you have no raya. Reb Kiva Eger is speaking within the Yerushalmi, right? But according to the Bavli, l'cha'ira, they are all the same, and they would all be the same in the sense of that even though it's not gidulei karka, you should be chayiv. Nosaf al kach, in the famous tshuva of the Trumas Hadashim in Simen Nun Vav, that is quoted by the Ramah regarding Bore by Min Echad versus Shnei Minim, the case in the Trumas Hadashim is you are Bore Dugim. Dugim fish are not gidulei karka. So the whole kit and caboodle is very difficult, right? This sheet of Rameir Don Plotsky, which again is quoted in Rav Rimon's Sefer on page 562, is a very difficult sheet. And the Pashtus is that the Yisod that Tosfos says, which seems to be accepted the halacha, that whatever I want is called ochel, and whatever I don't want is called psoles, that svara is ne'emar by non-food items, the same as it is ne'emar by food items. So what do you do? I once remember talking to an Adam Gadol whose comment was that if someone wants to be machmir, that there is an iser borer on svarim, so it's not possible to learn Torah on Shabbos. Now, what happens when I learn Torah? You can't see my table now at home. I have svarim mamish here, there, and yonder. No, isn't that like a common... You guys see me in the Beis Medrash, no? At the end of Seder, my makom is all strewn with svarim. Right? If you need svarim to learn, yod of ravloi. Right, you can't, without Sfarim, you can't do anything. And if you're going to be nervous about Boirer on Sfarim, and we'll have to talk about Eitzes in a few minutes, so those who are nervous about Boirer on Sfarim, but if you're nervous about Boirer on Sfarim, so l'cha'ora, there's going to be no heter. So is there a heter of Boirer b'Sfarim? So I mentioned to some of you La'ayin in the famous Or Sameach in Perek Ches of Hilchos Shabbos, where the Or Sameach develops a yisod. Many people, I think, misrepresent the Or Sameach. They put the Or Sameach and the Or HaShulchan that we'll speak about in 5 minutes, they put these Or Sameach and the Or HaShulchan together. Hanir Lofi Anius Daiti, that the Or Sameach and the Or HaShulchan are very different. Let me show you the Or Sameach. It's Perek Ches of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Aleph. Katuv Ba'Or Sameach, Remeir Simcha Kain of Dvinsk. We've pointed out that when you use Rav Rimon Sefer, one of the beautiful things about Rav Rimon is that he gives you little biographies of the various Sfarim that he quotes, and the Gedolim who wrote the Sefer. Rav Meir Simcha Kayin, also Rav Rimon is a big Zionist, so he likes to quote which of the Gedolim are big Zionists. Rav Meir Simcha HaKoyin of Dvinsk was a tremendous Zionist. He's the one who famously said that after the San Remo conference, Sar Pachad HaShavuos, right? The Gemara Sof Ksubos that speaks about their Shlal Shavuos Mashpianoso, Shelo Yalu B'choyma, right? In the Psukim in Shirashim that we just read on Shvi Shal Pesach, one of the Shavuos is that we shouldn't take Eretz Yisrael by force and by storm. The Or Sameach, Meir Simcha Kayin, said that since the world, the League of Nations, gave permission to the Jewish people to establish a homeland, so Sar Pachar HaShavuos, the whole sugya of Shalosh Shavuos is over ubatol. It doesn't apply anymore. So let's look in the Or Sameach. Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph. Da. Deborer Gidrahu B'Dorah HaBalul Yachad U'Mishtamesh Keshehu Balul Bazeh Imborer Meito Psolos Mitoch Auchel. Oh, B'Shnei Minim Heve Borer The heavy milacha. The lashon of the Or Sameach is that the geder of borer is davar habalul yachat. Okay, geder haborer means as follows. Morav rabotai, we spoke about three conditions to permit borer, but there's be'etzem a fourth condition, which is that there's only borer if something is a taruvis. If something is not a taruvis, so it can't be Borer. Boris only when it's mixed together. What's called a taruvis? The lashon of the arsameach is the geder is davar habolol yachad umishtamesh kishahu balol bazeh. There's going to be boyer, meaning peas and carrots. Mishtamesh kishahu balol. You use it when it's all farmished, when it's all mixed together. Items that are not mishtamesh yachad, sfarim, no? I don't learn my ktsois and my nesivis. I'm not mishtamesh yachad. The ktsois has its purpose and the nesivis has its purpose, no? Reb Kiva, all the sfarim have a different purpose, have different yesodos. So it's not mishtamesh yachad. That's the yesod of the arsameach.
Am I misunderstanding something here? What about rocks and pebbles inside of my wheat?
So rocks and pebbles inside of my wheat, the word is that you could have ungeschmack stuff. If you have a few pebbles, we'll talk about big pebbles in a minute. We have a very few small pebbles. You could still make bread in it. Right? You can still make bread from it. The tiny little pebbles that Rashi and Ayin Dalet Amud Beis is discussing, it's still mishtamesh yachad. It's still usable. The Arsameach concludes that since there's a Taz who says that Boyer is shayach by Kalim also, that's what led a lot of Achrenim to make a ta'os, to make a mistake, because it's not shayach by Kalim that are not balul. By begodim, it's not balul, so there is no boyer. Lav, it's not only by ochlim, right? For that we have our Gemara and Ayin Dalet Amud Beis and Perish Rashi, but it's only by taruvis, right? The idea that it's only by taruvis is found, by the way, in the Tosefta in Perek Yud Zayin. The Tosefta writes explicitly. As soon as I turn to my Tosefta, I can even read it. The Tosefta writes explicitly that there's only borer when the peiros are right, when the peiros are mu'uravim, not when the peiros are mefuzarim. Right, Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Vav. Peirosh nispazru malakeit echod echod. However, if it is perish and is arvu, then you can only be boirer oichel. Right? In other words, there's a difference between perish and is arvu, right? And perish and is pazru. So there's only boirer by taruvis. The Rambam's lashon is that there's only boirer by taruvis. How I define taruvis, so the Arsameach has a chiddush. He says taruvis is only something that's mishtamesh biyachad. That already is a tremendous chiddush. And I think as Jake pointed out, and I kind of machtavek with what you said, but your point, I think, does carry a lot of weight, right? It's difficult because the case of the pebbles and the wheat, right? It is difficult. Lamaisa, my teretz that, you can use it together. That doesn't seem to be the likely scenario. So that's the Arsameach. The Arach HaShulchan. The Arach HaShulchan, Shin Yud Tes, Os Ches and Os Tes. Yesh Lish O She'elah Gedola, Eich Matzanu Yadeinu V'Raglenu B'Kama Devarim, Kigon Shemunachim V'Uravim, Kapotum Azoigot V'Sakinim. You have forks, spoons, knives are mixed together. And we need the knives now. And we're separating the knives or the forks or the spoons, etc. When you have a lot of clothing in your closet and you want to separate them, right, shouldn't that be an iser of bayir? Eitzel ha'ashirim, on the table, they have different type of ka'oros, ka'oros ketanos and gedolos. And they use different plates for each food. Shouldn't that be an iser borer? Arach HaShulchan asks, Shin Yud Tes Os Ches. Arach HaShulchan Os Tes, Teshuvas Dover Zeh, Mishnei Panim.
I have two answers. One, b'dava hanikar har bela ayin haro elo shayich lomar boze breira she'ein ze breira ela netila ba'alma. The Aruch HaShulchan says that stuff that is nikar har bela ayin, if it is very recognizable to the eye, that is not boimer. Maybe we spoke about svara to this effect when there's a fly in my soup, no? Ken Zayin that there's no taruvus, right? We have that razzle dazzle chazanish. That maybe the only taruvus with the fly in my soup is when I have some liquid on the wings of the fly. That's the sort of the Aruch HaShulchan. Something that is nikar harbe is not bayir, it's netila ba'alma. When my svarim are all mixed up together, it is not nikar harbe. However, when they have fruit that is mixed up together, so then it's not nikar harbe, and therefore there is borer. Let's just pause for a second. This is the first svara of the Aruch HaShulchan. It depends on what is called nikar harbe. A similar idea, of course, is in the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerideya Simen Kuf with respect to checking for bugs, no? And respect to bugs not being, right? The Aruch HaShulchan has a yesod that a bug that is removed with difficulty, right? So such a bug is considered nis'arev. And if it's nis'arev, so then there might be additional svarez lahakel. Again, bigadol, I think the Aruch HaShulchan is saying the same type of idea with respect to borer. He distinguishes between the taruvus. Again, like we pointed out from the Tosefta, from the Rambam, there has to be a taruvus. But unlike the Aruch HaShulchan, unlike the Aruch Sameach, who says that taruvus means that you're mishtamesh biyachad, the Aruch HaShulchan says taruvus means something that is not nikar harbe. That's his first svara. Hasheni, second svara of the Aruch HaShulchan. Hare yisparer de b'shas hachila yachol lita ucho mitoch psoilas v'lecho she'en zedech breira v'derech hachila b'kach u'memelo b'cho hadvarm shanu tzrichin ka'es lo b'sha b'gun l'shtamish b'akelem v'lo b'asvim v'k'shas hachila lo shabazeb breira. The Aruch HaShulchan's second mahalach is that there's no breira b'shas hachila. And memelo, when I need to use the svarim, there is no borer. Now, some of the Svarim understand that what the Aruch HaShulchan means is that using Svarim is only mutter if I take the Sefer that I use at that time. So if I have a pile of Svarim, and at the bottom of my pile, right, I have the Chumash that I, well, Chumash is not supposed to be on the bottom. But you have the Chumash at the bottom because you're a Chayte and a Machti as a Rabbin. You put your Chumash at the bottom. You have the Chumash at the bottom of the pile. So it's mutter to take it out because you want to use the Chumash. That's what some say the Pshat in the Aruch HaShulchan is. I don't think so. I don't think the Aruch HaShulchan really means that. I think what the Aruch HaShulchan means is that when I'm learning, the Derech Hishtamshus is that I move Svarim over here, there, and yonder in order to be able to learn. It's not Derech Beirer. Derech Achila, Derech Limud, is going to be moving Svarim from place to place. But B'kitzur HaMa'ase, I have two Svaris in the Aruch HaShulchan and one Svar in the Aruch Sameach, why there is no Borer. Why there is no borer on the svarim when I'm learning. The Aruch HaShulchan, it's not mishtamish biyachad. The Aruch HaShulchan 1, that it is nikar harbe. The Aruch HaShulchan 2, that is called derech limud. In terms of whether I paskin within the Aruch HaShulchan, it seems like many achrenim totally reject the Arisameach, but the Aruch HaShulchan, because he was more of a posek, I guess, is dealt with by the poskim. The Shvisas HaShabbos likes the second svara of the Aruch HaShulchan, right? The Shvisas HaShabbos is quoted in Rav Rimon, page 565, and Rav Rimon in the same Mare Makom, page 565, quotes a Chacham Ovadia, prefers the first svara of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, but be it as it may, it would seem that L'cha'ora, to say that there's an Isser Boirer by Sfarim is difficult. Bifrat, that we already had a Primogodim, that the Bir Halacha quoted. The Primogodim discussed that maybe there's no Boirer by Miyun. When I am sorting stuff into different piles, there's no Boirer at all, says the Prima Godem. Hey minayu oichel, hey minayu psoles. I want a fork, I need, and I want a spoon. I want both. So there's no Boirer. Boirer is only when one is oichel, one is psoles. One's what I want, one's what I don't want. But I want a fork, I want a spoon, there's no Boirer. The Bir Halacha himself was nervous about that, about passing like that Prima Godem straight up. But he said that if you have what's called a taruvus of sechavot, if you just have layers, one on top of the other, that it's not a full-fledged taruvus, so in that situation, you can be meko like the arsameach. In most cases, when you have svarim, the bigger the safer, the less likely it is that's like a full-fledged taruvus. If you have parasha sheets that mix together, it's more likely that is a full taruvus. But if you have svarim that mix together, it's less likely that's a full taruvus. And then if it's not a full taruvus, if it's just chavot, so then you have the Mishnah Berurah himself who's wanting to be makol like that prima godim. So let's just go slowly. What I have basically are a number of svaris to be makol on boirer by svarim. Many of achronim nonetheless try to be machmir. In Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva to Rav Eider about boirer, he says that when you have a bunch of svarim, you shouldn't just put them back by taking the sefer that you don't want and putting it back on the shelf. Take the sefer that you don't want, open it up, read a line in the sefer, decide, I don't want the sefer because erzakt krum, because the svar that he says is a difficult svar, then you put it back. You look at each sefer on its own. In the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in a number of places with a different etza for how to put the sefarim together. We noted that if you have a taruvus, if it's all farmished, then there could be a problem. But if it's just sechavot, if it's just layers, then it's more likely to be mutter. So what I could do, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, is I could take all the parasha sheets and make them neat. Make a pile instead of being all farmished, all a hin and a hair, right? You have a pile. Once it's a pile, it's just a chavot, then you're allowed to sort things out. Alternatively, take all the svarim, put the svarim in the bookcase, then they're not organized. Once they're in the bookcase, though, so it's no longer a taruvus. So then I could put chelak aleph over here and chelak beis over there. I could put them in order. That's the idea they quote from Rav Shlomo Zalman. This idea is somewhat similar to the Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Dalet Amid Aleph. Oh, the Gemara writes, seven lines from the bottom. Ki asa rav dimi, Omar, shabsa dirav bevoi havoi. When Rav Dimi came to Eretz Yisrael, so he said that it was the Shabbos of Rav Beivoi. By the way, people read his name as a Bibi. However, if you look in Sefer Ezra, one of the people who was Ola Mehagola was named Beivoi. So the name in Shas is probably Beivoi, not Bibi. Right? Bibi is someone who is currently Prime Minister of Israel and has 28 more days to try to remain as Prime Minister in
Israel, that's a Bibi. Beivoy is an Andermensch. Beivoy is one of the Olim from the Gola. So Rav Kiosa Rav Dimi says it was the Shabbos of Rav Beivoy. The Shabbos of Rav Beivoy was the Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva. By the way, Chevra, this Shabbos I'm in Yeshiva. So those of you who are around, we can shmooze a fabrigin together and have lots of conversations. So when it was the Shabbos of Rav Beivoy, Iklu Rav Amiv Rav Asi, Rav Amiv Rav Asi show up, Shadda Kamayo, Kalkul of the Peri. Right? Instead of being Boirer, the fruits, he takes the basket of fruit and he Shadda Kamayo, he throws it in front of them, so then each one takes the fruit that they want. He's not sure, the Gemara says, Lo Yadana, Imishum Desava Ocham Tapsola says, Aser Imishum Ayin Yafehudim Achavin. Meaning, what he did is he was mafrid the taruvus. He separated the taruvus into different segments. He takes the basket of fruit, shada kamayu, then each of them takes the fruit. So l'cha'ira, what you see is you could break a taruvus and then separate because it's not a taruvus anymore. That's the din of shada kamayu. L'cha'ira, it's the same thing. If I take my alonim, I take my parasha sheets and I make a neat pile, or I take my son, I put on the shelf, it's the equivalent of shada kamayu, because what I'm doing is first I'm breaking the taruvus, and once I break the taruvus, then you can separate psailos mitaychaychel as much as you want, because it's no longer a taruvus. That is the heter that many of the Sfarim quote. So again, we have the heter of Rav Moshe, look in the Sefer, and we have this other heter of the functional equivalent of Shadda Kamayu, which is that you break the taruvus. And this is all assuming that you need a heter when you have Sfarim that are mixed together. Now, years ago, when I was in Moresh HaKolel, and we were doing Shabbos, so I was not crazy about this heter of Shadda Kamayu the way they quote it for Reb Shlomo Zalman. You see, in the Gemara, the case is that's a Shabbos Rav Beivoy, Rav Ami, Rav Asi come, Rav Beivoy Shadda Kamayu. He throws the peiris to them and they take it. Meaning you have two people involved in the process. One throws the fruit, the other one takes the fruit. In a scenario that one person does both, one person breaks the taruvus, and then that person takes the psalus from the eichel, I'm not sure that that's mutter. It could be that that would be doing a malacha in two halves. Mehechatesi, that's permitted. Who says it's permitted to do a malacha in two parts? Maybe the only heter is when two people do it. So each of them is doing a chatzi malacha. But if I do a maisa boirer, it just takes me 7 minutes instead of 1 minute, l'cha'ora, that should be usher. That was my inclination originally. In the Chelek Gimel, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, which ended up being footnotes in the new Chelek Aleph in the Shmir Shabbos 3.0, Rav Shlomo Zalman entertains this idea, but he says, like with the back of his hand, nah, right? Lamaisa, he thinks that there's no difference whether it's done with one person or with two people, but l'cha'ira, that should be the din. Okay. Ad kan, this conversation about how am I magdir taruvus. So let's just go back, right? In order to have boirer, so first you need a taruvus. If there's no taruvus, it's heter gomor. If there is a taruvus, so the heter involves ayel. Eichel, yad, la'alter. Right? We spoke about what eichel is. We spoke about what la'alter is. No? What is yad? What's a hand? Right? For example, let's say I have chicken soup and I want to serve the soup. and somebody at the table requests, I want only the broth, am I allowed to take the pot cover, move the pot cover to the side of the pot to separate the celery and the carrots and the parsnip, right? And the actual gufei ha-chicken for those people who put that into their chicken soup, to separate that so that you could pour out the broth. Is that considered boirer bikli? Right? Yad is mutter. Kli is usser. Now, when it comes to kli, the Gemara on Ayin Dalam Aleph tells us that there are different types of kalim. There is napa u kivara, a sifter, napa u kivara, which is borer min hatorah, and there is knon and tamchoy, which is borer midrabonon. Napa u kivara min hatorah, knon and tamchoy. Midrabanan. What is the difference between these two? So in the Rashi, if you read the Rashi very carefully, Rashi Dirmasho Knon says a yesod, which I think is picked up on some achronim. The diak I'm making down the Rashi is a diak I saw originally in the Truvis of Rabban Sion Abba Shaul, in the Sefer Ur Letzion, if I'm not mistaken, in Simon Chof Ches, he has this. Zakt Rashi, b'knon. What's a knon? So Rashi says it's a kli eitz she'osen en tzinor rachov. It's a wooden keli that you make like a wide pipe. Rachov mele achar av katzim ofan. Excuse me, it's like wide at the back and narrow at the front. Ubale matbea osin also, the minters of coins make it. Babar by kitnis, nosin kitnis bemoka in harochov, umin na neo, ba kitnis mipneshu singalgal, misgalgal viore der pivakotzer, babsalus nishabakli. What I do is I put the bean, right? People remember what kitnius is, like from 2 days ago, it was mamish. The world's second most evil item after chametz, right? For those of us who are Ashkenazim. So, Zakt Rashi, you put the kitnis in the knoin. And after you put the kitnis in the knoin, what I do is minat ne'o biyad. I move it with my hand. That's what Rashi says. A knoin, according to Rashi, is a keli for borer, but it's a keli for borer that requires a certain dexterity. It requires a certain use of my hand to separate it. A nafa ukivara, which is borer min hatorah, is a keli that the keli itself does the borer for you. I put my flour into the colander, right? The bigger chunks are nishar lamala. The smaller, finer flour is yored lamata. The keli itself does the borer. Such borer is min hatorah. But when I have a keli that does borer only because I am minat ne'o biyado, only because I use a certain amount of dexterity, I move my hand a teeny bit, that's not a keli for borer. That's what Rashi says. That's Rashi Shita. Now, the Gemara has knon and tamchoy. Hard to know exactly what tamchoy is. Hard to know. A tamchoy is a term that comes up in Hilchos tztaka, no? The ani comes around and he collects either money or food, no? When the Ani collects food, that's called the Tamchoi. It's like a large plate. How is a Tamchoi done for Boirer? So the Bach writes that he thinks that the Tamchoi is Boirer type of Keli, the same as the Rashi says about the Knon. Meaning, I move my bowl, a hin and a hair. I move it around and around. So that makes the food separate into its composite parts. That's L'cha'ora Rashi's Shita. The difference between Borer with a Knoin and Tamchoi versus Borer with a Nafa Ukvara is whether the Keli itself does the Borer or whether the Borer happens because I'm using my hand. That's the Shita of Rashi. Many of the Svarim, however, don't like this at all. They say a different Mahalach. They say that a Nafo Kavara is a Keli HaMiyuchad. It's the standard Kli for Borer. A Knon and Tamchoi is like a Shinui. Any Malacha that I do with a Shinui is Asur Midrabanan. So Knon and Tamchoi is Asur Midrabanan because it's a Shinui. That's the way many of the Svarim say it. But L'cha'ora, Rashi's Shita seems to have more evidence than this other Svara. Let's talk for a minute about slotted spoons. Right? There's something called a loshke. A loshke is a Russian spoon. Right? That's a loshke. Right? You have a spoon, but the spoon has holes in it. It's a slotted spoon. If I take salad with the slotted spoon, the vegetables will stay on the top, but some of the vinegar will come out. Is that a boirer type of keli? What's the din of a slotted spoon? Right? So now we're dealing with a few different kelim. I have my pot cover. I have my slotted spoon. We could talk about boirer with a fork and a knife and a spoon as well, a regular spoon. What's the din of boirer by all these things? So there's a stira in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura, Rabbi Yisroel Meir Koyen Kagen Pupko. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Pei in Sif Katan Samech Beis is so sair what he writes in Sif Katan Samech Vav. In Sif Katan Samech Beis, the Mishnah Brura talks about Hakolet Shuman Hatsof Al Pnei Hecholov Shekorin Smetana. Right? I have some milk fat on top of the milk. Our milk today is homogenized. So you don't have the milk fat on the top. It's all mixed together. But if you have smetana on top of the cholov, your milk fat, so Mishnah Berurah writes, Gamza hu bechlal borer. It's also borer. Okay, nizoher, shekishi yagia somach lecholov, yaniach tzasim lecholov, v'oz shari. The Mishnah Berurah says the only heter is if you take some of the milk with the smetana. Right? Remember, this is the Mishnah Berurah Lashitaso, that he spoke about removing a fly from the soup is mutter, right? If you have a little bit of soup with it. If you buy a eichalam soles, so the Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter. So who adin, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's mutter. If I remove the smetana from the cholov, when I use a spoon, but I take a little bit of cholov, our karchacha, you see from the Mishnah Brura, that my spoon, my lefel, my loshke, depending on which language I speak,
my spoon is not called a keli le'inyan borer. The Achronim use a lashon, it's yoda arichta. It's a long hand. It's not a keli. That's Mishnah Berurah Sifkatin Samach Beis. Mishnah Berurah, however, in Sifkatin Samach Vav, he talks about Mechabetz. Mechabetz is that you want to remove the chema from the chalav. It's a toda of bayir. Therefore, you should be careful that even though you put shumshim in an agazim to the dvash, don't do it. Don't be mechabetz biyadom. Meaning, zakti mishnah berurah sifkatan samach vav lo yikabsein biyado lahafid osam min hadvash. You shouldn't do it with your hand. Vida, dibetosefta isa, that mechabetz maisa kedera va'ochel, viratzalomar lahafred bekaf, maichal ova min harot of the mutter, mishum de derech achila bekaf. That you're allowed to be mafred the oichel with the spoon, because you're eating it right away. The Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkatin Samach Vav seems to be assuming that using a spoon is considered a keli for borer purposes. There's a student of Mishnah Berurah, Din Sifkatin Samach Beis, and Sifkatin Samach Vav, about the status of using a spoon. The Rav Moshe Feinstein, in one of those tshuvas that he wrote to Rabbi Eider, Rav Moshe says that the difference is, why am I using the spoon? If I'm using the spoon just because I don't want my hand to get dirty, so then it's not a keli. But if I'm using the spoon because the spoon does a better job, it's more precise than it would be with my hand, that is borer. That's what Rav Moshe says. Mimela, l'cha'ore, in the case of the soup, if I have pieces of chicken and celery and carrot in the soup, but I only want the broth, I could technically separate the carrots and celery with my hand. No? Stick your hand in. Don't be such a wimp. Put your hand into the pot. You'll check if the pot is yad soledes. No, right? And you'll get the stuff out. So if that's the case, who had in? If I use the pot cover, it doesn't do a better job getting it out. If it doesn't do a better job getting it out, so therefore that would not be borer. It's only borer if it does a better job getting it out. That's l'cha'ora what emerges from the Mishnah Berurah as understood by Rav Moshe. Meaning to say, the steer in the Mishnah Berurah is answered if the keli assists in the borer. So therefore, if I have some fat on the top of the milk, and that fat, if you use your hands, you can't do as good a job of removing the fat. You're going to get a much more precise fat removal if you use a spoon. So in that situation, it would be borer. However, if what's it called? If my hands could do as good a job, for example, I have the pot cover getting the vegetables out of the soup, so then it's not considered a boirer bekli. That is the way Rav Moshe says it, and that could answer the contradiction in the Mishnah Brura. Now, if this is the case, so a slotted spoon, l'cha'ora, should be an Isser of Borer, no? A slotted spoon should be an Isser of Borer because the slotted spoon does a better job getting the vinegar or whatever out of your vegetables, out of your salad, than what would happen on its own. Since the slotted spoon does a better job, so that would be an Isser Borer according to the way we're defining it. According to the diuk that we had in Rashi, that the difference between Nafa and Kevara and Knon and Tamchoi is whether the keli does the borer on its own, or whether you have to jiggle it a little bit for the borer to happen. So if that's the case, one could argue that a slotted spoon requires some jiggling. The slotted spoon, l'kishala atzmo, is not going to, or it's going to take a very long time to separate the vinegar from the vegetables. The only way the vinegar really gets out of the vegetables is if you jiggle. So in that situation, the slotted spoon would be more like a k'nainan tamchui. It would be a issue of boirer. But it would be an isser of boirer midrabanan, not minatayra. So let's just chazer. The din of a slotted spoon, right, should have three possibilities. If the slotted spoon is not assisting in my borer at all, if I have like big potatoes and I use the slotted spoon to get it out, so that should be heter gomer. That's yada arichta. How come I don't want to use my hand? I don't want my hand to get dirty. If the slotted spoon assists in the borer, so then there's an isser borer. But what type of isser borer? If it assists in the borer and it does it on its own, if it's the type of salad or the like I have ichveis watermelon with some liquid at the bottom, so then the slotted spoon kishala atzmo does the borer. That would be an isser doraisa. That's like nafa ukevara. But if it requires jiggling, then it's going to be an isser drabonon like knon and tamchoy. This is my understanding of a slotted spoon. I think there are three possibilities depending on why I'm using it. If you're interested, you could look in the Orchos Shabbos in footnote 79. He says things a little differently than the way I said it. But ani al dati amoda, I think what I'm saying is correct. Now, this idea that Rav Moshe has about whether the keli does a better job for the borer, in which case it's going to be usser, or the keli is doing the same job, in which case it's going to be mutter, I saw in Rav Rimon's Sefer that he writes that based on this, using a peeler is going to be a problem, because the peeler gets a much thinner slice. Kilof peros in Shin Chaf Aleph is assumed to be a din of borer. The peeler does a much better job than a knife would do. Therefore, it should be an Isser Borer to use a peeler. In fact, many of the Svarim quote Rav Rimon quotes that according to Rav Moshe, it's a problem. However, I remember hearing from Rav Moshe David Tendler, who's one of our Rashi Yeshiva, of course, a son-in-law of Rav Moshe. Rabbi Tendler says that he remembers Rav Moshe himself using a peeler on Shabbos. And the way he said it is that if you look at an old European Jew, they could mamish take a knife and get the thinnest possible slice off of the apple. No? If you have a European Jew, he could mamish take a knife and do a kiluf dak, 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 dak. Daka min hadaka. Like melochofnov v'yayim akipurim. Mamish, the tiniest little thing. That's what he could do. If that's the case, a peeler doesn't do a better job than a knife
And that would be against what Rav Rimon has in his sefer that Rav Moshe would ask for the peeler. In the Orchel Shabbos footnote 82, he quotes that Rav Moshe would ask for using the pat cover to separate. Again, I'm not sure that's correct according to the Hagdara that we said for Rav Moshe, although it might depend on the size of the vegetables and how slippery they are, etc., and whether your fingers could actually separate them. So these are the Ha'aros I wanted to make on this din of Borer. I think I have one or two more Ha'aros on it, but I want to talk about them tomorrow when we talk about Tochein and Mirtza Hashem. You have Makoros on Tochein, and we'll discuss it tomorrow. Okay, Chevra, have an excellent, wonderful, and marvelous day.